Hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurich hanging out at Trinity Evangelical in Upper Sandusky, and I really want you to hear what this lady has to say, because this is somebody who I learned a lot from in youth ministry and helped whip me into shape. What's your name?
My name is Rainey Schindler, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent. Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Welcome into this interview, everybody. This is Jason DeZurich, and so glad you are tuning in today. Friends, we've got a wonderful guest in, and he is an evangelist. Both he and his wife, Marie, are spirit-filled and committed Christians, and they reside in beautiful Southern California. If you've been there, friends, you know what I'm talking about. Evangelist Perkins is the founder and president of According to Prophecy Ministries, and he's devoted nearly 30 years of the study of God's Word with a focus on Bible prophecy. You're in for a treat, friends. Evangelist Donald Perkins has served as an assistant pastor and taught on the subject of Bible prophecy at several Bible colleges and Bible training centers. He travels extensively as well as respected speaker on Bible prophecy for conferences, seminars, Bible studies, and local churches as well. And his research and studies into God's prophetic word have taken Evangelist Perkins to the lands of the Bible to gather knowledge from the past and the present to share with God's people. And you can find out information at according to prophecy.org. And Evangelist, let's just get right into it, okay?
Yes, good, good to be with you. Glad to be on the show today.
It is so great to have you with us, Donald Perkins. And if you can, before we get into your ministry and such, could you just share a little bit about your testimony and how you even got involved with this?
Yeah, I was a young Christian. I loved the Lord, and I was a deacon in a church, and I used to run the actual sound room of the church, and doing all the tapes and different things like that. And
yep.
We had a 24-hour prayer one weekend, and it was in that prayer that the Lord, burdened my heart with this calling to teach Bible prophecy. I accepted the call of the Lord, and He changed my burden, changed my desires, and gave me an incredible desire and hunger to study Bible prophecy. And the rest has been history for my life. I mean, we've been teaching now, again, as you shared in opening, about 30 years. When I accepted the call, God gave me such an incredible appetite to study this wonderful message of prophecy. And one other thing, I always mention this in an interview. Before I actually started teaching Bible prophecy, I was taught, believe it or not, growing up, that if you would study the book of Revelation, that you could lose your mind. And I was actually taught this in church. And when I became a Christian in my young adult life, even though I was born again, I would never go into the book of Revelation because of that fear that was planted there as a young child. And it's amazing that God has such a sense of humor that He would literally call me into this area of Bible prophecy. Once I actually got into it, I realized that it wasn't something that would cause me to lose my mind, but it was a message that gives us the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And that end of the story for the redeemed is a blessed message.
Yes, absolutely. And you before we started this interview, you had talked about how you were contacted by Cloud 10 Pictures.
Yes.
to talk about basically the Mayan calendar with 2012 coming up.
Yes.
And meaning the date of, I think is it December 21st? Is that the date? Is that
correct? Right, that's correct.
Okay.
That is correct. The so-called prophecy is that the world is coming to an end December 21, 2012. Cloud 10, they did a documentary, which I think they did a excellent job on. It's called 2012 Prophecy or Panic. I would definitely encourage your listeners to go out and get it. They can get it at any of the Christian bookstores around the country. They can even go to the website. I think it's www.2012doc.com. They can go there and get information about getting the DVD. But we're living in a time now where there's so much, false date setting that's out there. We went through it earlier this year with the May 21 prophecy by another guy. And again, because of that, a lot of people are gun-shy regarding end-time messages. Well, this 2012 thing is the latest one that we're going to face in the 2012 year coming up. And just to go on record, the Mayans never predicted the end of the world in 2012. It's really a new age rehashing, I would say. But, you know, a lot of programs on TV, we have a History Channel with, they're doing so many programs. They got one called the Mayan Doomsday Prophecy. They have one called Last Days on Earth. Another one's called Doomsday 2012, The End of Days. So, again, you know, a lot of these so-called reputable TV channels on networks are promoting the end of the world. And because they're so slick in their presentation, many people are believing it without any facts.
Okay.
And, so that was one reason why Cloud 10 did the documentary, which I think they did an excellent job to answer the question, is 2012 a reality or not?
Well, one thing I found interesting, because I recently watched the DVD, is basically, at least what it seems to me, and you please fill in the blanks here, but it seems to me like it. What I learned, at least, was that the Mayan calendar is a cycle or something like that, and this is just the end of a cycle for them, and it's a new cycle starting, something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. And really, to make it even more simple, it's just like any calendar that ends in that calendar year. You know, we're coming up on 2012, and in December, on December 31st, at midnight, we move into January 1, 2012. Well, December 31st calendar or the 2011 calendar is no longer of any importance to us because we moved into a new calendar year, and it's exactly what it is with this Mayan calendar. You know, I got a little cartoon that it was so funny. It says two Mayans were talking, and then one Mayan asked the other. He said, "So how come your calendar ends in 2012?" And then the other Mayan said, "He said, well, I ran out of space on the rock." And it says, so we finally found out why the calendar ended in 2012. And really, it is really that simple. And again, but, you know, with the New Agers, I mean, they have grabbed hold of this thing, and they have made a doctrine. And a lot of people, because they don't know what the Bible says regarding end times, they have bought into this 2012 myth, hook, line, and sinker. And I've mentioned many times that this deception, you know, either the Bible is correct or this Mayan prediction is correct. And I got to tell you, the Bible has such a track record in prophecy that I will always stand with the Word of God.
Okay.
This 2012 thing, really, I believe it's an attack against the truth of the Word as well.
Okay, go into that, if you would. Why do you call it attack toward the Word of God?
Well, one reason I believe, because, you know, it's being purported as truth. You know, a year ago or so, they had a movie came out, 2012. In the movie, they made all different type of innuendos that the Bible was not true or was not correct. You saw pictures of Christ. They show a picture of the Jesus the Redeemer statue out of Brazil. They show that statue falling, you know, in the 2012 movie. I mean, different things like that. But overall, the so-called prophecy of 2012. See, the Bible predicts a number of things to happen before the end of the world. And either the Bible is correct or this 2012 prophecy is correct. Now, based on Scripture, you know, we do know based on the Word of God that there will be a seven-year tribulation. That's a future prophecy that the Scripture predicts that starts in the book of Revelation chapter 6. We also know the Bible also predicts a 1,000-year millennial reign or a 1,000-year reign of Christ after he returns in his second coming. So here we have a 7-year and a 1,000-year prediction. These are literal prophecies in Scripture that must come to pass before we actually enter the end of the world. You know, I say many times that, you know, we use the term end of the world, and it's kind of like a misnomer. The world is not going to actually end, you know, tomorrow or by 2012. The reason why it can't, because there are so many prophecies that must be fulfilled that have not yet been fulfilled before we literally enter the end of the world. And see, the end of the world, planet Earth, believe it or not, will not cease to exist. The Word of God prophesies in the book of Peter that this world that we know of today will go under a fire renovation Once the fire is clear, the Bible says, Peter says, we look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. So what God's going to do, he's really going to deal with the present earth as far as the curse that's in it, the things that defile the earth. And then once his fire renovates this world, Peter said, we look for a brand new world wherein dwells righteousness. So again, I mean, you know, there's so many things out there, so many false teachings out there. And, you know, one other thing I just want to throw in, right now they're really concerned about the 2012 false prophecy because many young people don't have any Bible training or any concern for the Word of God. They don't understand Bible prophecy from the Scripture. And they're concerned now that many of the kids will commit mass suicide because a lot of them have no hope beyond 2012.
Wow, that's incredible. Friends, I'm sitting down with Evangelist Donald Perkins. He is with the ministry According to Prophecy Ministries. You can find a website at accordingtoprophecy.org, and that is according, the number two, prophecy.org. So accordingtoprophecy.org. And, you know, if you would, let's just keep digging into this 2012. You were talking about basically that people that believe this may commit mass suicide. My goodness, how do we help people to see the truth here?
Well, one way is to really teach what the Bible said, you know, really give them factual evidence. You know, I get a question in our conferences all the time, Brother Perkins, how do you know that Bible you have is real? You know, how do you know, you can trust that Bible? What about the Quran? What about the Book of Mormon? How come you know that Bible you have, how come that Bible is so correct? Well, one way we know is based on Bible prophecy. You know, we have a Bible that has predicted prophecies that are centuries old. And what's amazing about it, it has a track record of accuracy that is just unbelievable. I have a colleague of mine, Dr. Chuck Missler. He made a statement that I like to quote. He said, we don't take prophecy seriously because it's in the Bible. He said, we take the Bible seriously because of the track record of his prophecies. In other words, God has given us things in the in his Bible that have come to pass that were predicted centuries before it ever happened. Case in point, the nation of Israel. God predicted that in the latter days that he would cause the nation of Israel to come back into world history. I have books in my library here before Israel became a nation in 1948. These old Bible prophecy teachers, they went on record based on the Word of God and predicted that Israel would come back into world history. Many of their scholar friends laughed these guys to scorn until it happened. You know, and we have so many track records of things like that, current events in the light of Bible prophecy, so many things, earthquakes in diverse places. I mean, all these are indicators that Jesus gave that would mark the end times. And see, it proves to me the validity of the Scripture. No one man could have known what has been predicted in Scripture. God said that he would do things, he would show us before these things come to pass, and again, proving the validity of Scripture. And, you know, the track record has been established in the Word of God. What I tell people normally, you know, it's good to know what the Bible says about Bible prophecy. It's good to be able to show men current events in the light of Bible prophecy, things that were predicted centuries ago in Scripture, showing a fulfillment in the present day, thus proving the validity of the Scripture.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.